From Spark and Anvil and Haiku Quest, this is Lantern, in Chapter 1 of the Haiku Quest cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. Cherry met Lantern. It was autumn. They met in the middle of the grove. She had visited this grove for years. Every spring, she came here. But now, the cherry trees were not blooming. The grove was red and russet. Maple leaves turned red. Birch trees were yellow. Small ash trees showed orange. Autumn colors were everywhere. Cherry was teaching about Kigo. That's a season word. It was hard to teach. Her students did not get it. Why did season words matter? They said, it's just a word, for a season. Who cares? Cherry tried to explain. She was very patient. A season word anchored a poem. It tied the poem to a time and place. It helped readers feel the poem. Without a season word, a poem just floated. It felt like nothing. With a season word, the poem had roots. It felt real. The students still looked confused. They were polite, but they didn't get it. Cherry said on a log. It had fallen long ago. She thought about how to teach better. Then a chipmunk walked up. He was small, like a tween. He carried a little wooden lantern. The lantern was not lit, but it glowed. It was a soft, russet color. Cherry said, "Hello." The chipmunk said, "My lantern says you teach Kigo today." Cherry blinked. "Your lantern says that?" The chipmunk held up the lantern. "It's russet," he said. "That's the autumn color." He explained more. "The lantern changes color with the seasons. In spring, it's pale green. In summer, it's warm gold. In autumn, it's russet. In winter, it's pale blue-white." He tapped the wood. "This lantern knows the season." He paused. "And when someone teaches about season anchoring nearby, it glows brighter. So I came to find you." Cherry's eyes lit up. She was so happy. "Tell me about the lantern," she said. The chipmunk's name was Lantern. He told Cherry his story. His family made the lantern a long, long time ago, many generations back. His great-great-grandmother enchanted it. She was a kind woodcraft enchantress. The lantern's color change was a family treasure. It had been in the grove for hundreds of years, always carried by a chipmunk tween, someone from his family. That chipmunk always knew the season. Cherry asked Lantern to show his lantern to her students. He could show them how it changed color. Lantern said yes. They walked back to the middle of the grove. Lantern stood before the students. The lantern changed color slowly. Lantern talked about each season. "In spring," he said, "the lantern is pale green. Cherry blossoms bloom then. Grass starts to grow. Frogs begin to sing." He listed words. "Cherry blossom, frog, plum blossom, swallow, fawn. These are spring Kigo." He held up the lantern. "The lantern turns pale green when one of these words is in a poem."
The lantern glowed pale green. Lantern kept going. "In summer, the lantern is warm gold. Cicadas sing loudly. Fireflies dance at night. Streams feel warm." He named more words. "Cicada, firefly, cool stream, sweat, fan. These are summer Kigo." The lantern glowed warm gold when these words were in a poem. The lantern glowed warm gold. He talked about autumn next. The lantern turned russet. Autumn words were maple leaf, cricket, harvest moon, persimmon, scarecrow. Then came winter. The lantern turned pale blue-white. Winter words were snow, ice, frost, plum tree bear, hibernation. The students watched, amazed. Their eyes were wide. Before, they didn't get it. They didn't know a season word could do so much. It made you feel things. It brought up pictures in your mind. Lantern's lantern showed them. It made the idea clear. When a poem said cicada, your mind saw summer. It felt warm and golden. When a poem said frost, your mind saw winter. It felt cold and pale blue-white. The season word put the feeling right into the poem.
Since that autumn day, Cherry always asked Lantern to come along.
She invited him to the grove every season. His lantern always told him where to be. It told him when to be there. He was always in the right spot. He showed the academy students about season words. He has done it for many years. Now, in Cherry's class, she teaches about Kigo. Lantern stands at the front. He holds his small wooden lantern. Cherry points to him. "This is Lantern," she says. His lantern changes color with the season. When a poem uses a season word, the lantern changes. Your mind changes too. The season word anchors the poem. Watch this. Cherry reads a haiku. It has a Kigo in it. Lantern's lantern shifts color. The students see it happen. The idea is clear to everyone. Sometimes students ask, "Is Kigo hard?" Cherry shakes her head. She uses Lantern's words. "It's not hard," she says. "It's about anchoring." She tells them how. Pick a season. Choose a word from that season. A word that means something special. Your mind will see the colors. The poem will feel real. It will have a place. Cherry always adds one more thing. "We get the word Kigo from Japan," she says. "We always give credit where it's due." And when the students choose their own season word and feel the whole season bloom warm and real inside them, they light up, glad and a little proud, like they have just been handed a small piece of magic.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Lantern. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.